It's good to see you all this morning. Well, as usual, I went through my songs this morning and saw what the Lord was speaking to me. God is almighty, yes? He has more power than the world. He has more power than our flesh. He has more power than the enemy. He's almighty. And when we allow or let Holy Spirit influence us and lead us, following Him, not ourselves, we let Jesus be our vision, our fire, the fire in our hearts, the wind in our sails, our life song, then that is when revival happens. Christ's Spirit in us. What? It's just an amazing thing. Christ's Spirit is living in us. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Amen. And when we surrender all to you, God alone, do we do that? Surrender all to God alone? Or are we surrendering to other stuff? We forsake our flesh and we walk in liberty and deliverance. Our grave clothes are loosed. We're no longer walking in those grave clothes of death, sickness. We trust in God's perfect love, the one and only true good God who's good in all his ways. I remember Dave a couple of years ago. It's funny, I can't remember sometimes what Dave preached last week, but I remember a series he did a couple years ago. What is the song that you sing, your life song? And it was powerful for me. It stuck with me. Is it one of a confidence and celebration and victory? May Jesus be the light that guides our path, our only source. In Christ, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And let our fear turn into praises. Let's pray. Father God, again, we just thank you for your presence in our lives. And more than anything this morning, Lord, we just pray for your manifest presence here this morning. We welcome your presence, Lord, in this place and in our hearts and lives. And Lord, just touch us and work through us. Lord, and may we hear what you have to say. May we hear the conviction of the Holy Spirit. May we hear the truths that you have for us, that we may live abundantly. Amen. So Isaiah 43 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. I have redeemed you and called you by name." 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love." You know, that's the power of the Holy Spirit, is love, and of sound mind. 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, because..." Amen. Hallelujah. 2, 3, 4. You're allowed to stand. I gave you permission. Let's sing celebration. Declaring the goodness of the God. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Yeah, fear not, I am with you. Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, I am
with you, says the Lord. I've redeemed. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be there. And through the flame, you'll not be drowned. You'll not be burned. For I am with you. Oh, 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 fear not. I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not. For I am with you. I am with you, says the Lord. I have redeemed. Yes, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Child, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be there. And through the flame, you'll not be drowned. You'll not be burned. For I am with you, oh, 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 fear not. I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, fear not. For I am with you, says the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you move, darkness runs for cover. When you move, no one's turned away. It's where you are, tears turns into praises. Where you are, no hearts left unchanged. So come, so come, move. Justice roll on like a river. Worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you. So come, so come, move. Justice roll on like a river. Worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you. When you move, the outcast finds a family. When you move, the orphan finds a home. Lord, here we are. Teach us to love mercy. With humble hearts, we bow down at your throne. So come. So come, move. Justice roll on like a river. Worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you. So come, you come, move. Justice roll on like a river. Worship
worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you, King of all generations.
King of all generations, let every tongue and nation surrender all to you alone.
Again.
King of all generations, let every tongue and nation surrender all to you alone. So come, move, justice roll on like a river, worship turn into revival. So come, move, justice roll on like a river, worship turn into revival, Lord, lead us back to you. When you move, the darkness runs for cover.
When you move,
no one's turned away.
Yes, Lord. You're so faithful, God.
You unravel me with a melody, and you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. You unravel me. Unravel me with the melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy, till all my fears are gone. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Now your blood flows through my veins. Declare this. I'm no longer a slave to fear. You've set us free, and I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that made a way. That's why we are in your family. That's why your blood flows through our veins. That's why we're surrounded by the arms of the Father. We've been liberated from our bondage. It's because of your sacrifice, Jesus, because of your blood that's brought us in.
Stories of what think you're like, and I tender whisper of love in dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. 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 Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. Perfect.
in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you are so perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak in peace so unexplainable. Hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call, deeper still, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good father, it's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good, good father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am.
So good, God. All creatures our God and King, lift up your voice with us and sing. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with softer gleam, thou silver moon with softer. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Let all things their Creator bless. Worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son. And praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, one of tender heart. Oh,
others take your part. Oh, praise Him.
Hallelujah.
All you who pain and sorrow bear, praise God and lay on Him your care. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
prayer. We're singing it straight to you. Jesus, be the fire in my heart. Be the wind in these sails and the reason that I live, Jesus. From us to the Lord, but we have a part to play in this. If we want this to be true, if we want Jesus to be the center of our lives, our source, our light, each one of us individually and collectively as the church, do we want Jesus to be the center? Do we want him to be our hope, our song, the fire in our hearts, the wind in our sails, the reason that we live, our vision, our path, our guide? That's a lot right there. But I feel like this morning, as I said, Jesus, you said, seek my face. What does that mean? How do I do it? I feel like if I've put something else in the center, if I've made something else my source, if I'm trying to use a different light, if I've put my hope in something else anywhere in my life, if some other passion has taken that place, if I'm depending on anything but you, Jesus, whatever it is in my vision that clouds it so it can't see you, change my course, Lord. I surrender those things. I move them out of the way. And I declare, Lord, that nothing else, only you. You're my center. You're my source. I repent of putting other things in front of you, before you. It is you I want. So I will let all these other things go. So be the fire in my heart.
Be the
God, we sing this prayer, acknowledging that it takes us letting go of anything we're holding on to so we can fully embrace you. We come to you, we're holding nothing, empty hands. So Jesus, be the center. Let it be your prayer. Be the center. Be my source. Be my light.
Be my source, be my light, Jesus.
Jesus, be the center.
Just like we have toes and fingers, every one of you guys have a purpose for being here. I had a scripture this morning, actually a couple of them. So love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I just really have had a heart that I really believe that we're in the end times. And because of that, we need to step up our games. It's not going to be business as usual, because there's going to be some things that are going to happen that aren't going to be pleasant. And this place is going to have to become a hospital. It's going to be a spiritual hospital. And another thing I'm discovering is we really need to protect our minds and our hearts, what we're looking at, what we see, what we listen to. We're being programmed 24 hours a day, even Christian music. I was listening to a song, Rattle. You guys hear that song?
Yeah.
He says, "You never failed me yet." Now, what is that? God's unfailing, right?
Yeah.
But we just listen to this stuff because, oh, it's Caleb. It's Caleb. But we need to refine ourselves. We need to really, just like my wife says, our sieve needs to get smaller and smaller. All this stuff that's just coming at us constantly, we just take it for granted. It's just become an onslaught. Anybody have any special needs today? Or? Thank you. I love you guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks, worship team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you just for a special time of worship. And just from the get-go, Bob, your prayer for the presence of the Lord to be in this place. And just so evident and so powerful. And just our prayer to respond and surrender. Well, I surrendered, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, a long time ago, but it's like Paul says, I die daily, and there's that surrendering that needs to happen daily. And so Lord, thank you. Thank you for moving in this place. Thank you for moving in our hearts. Lord, thank you that you haven't failed us and you won't fail us. Lord, you are the God that never fails, never forsakes us, and you see our needs and respond even before we ask. Yeah. Even though we don't always visually see that, Lord, we're blinded often. So Lord, help us to walk by faith, trusting that you are the God. You are that good, good Father. You are that good, good Father. And we love you this morning, Lord. Amen. Hey, just before we dismiss the kiddos, look at all how good you look this morning. Barb, don't you have a quick reminder about?
Super quick. So some of you got it and some of you didn't, but it's on the table in the foyer. There's a little sheet with a missionary weekly prayer guide. Don't feel like you have to pray it exactly, but just a reminder to be praying for not just my son and his wife, Eli and Sarah, but we have lots of missionary friends amongst us.
Yeah.
And I know for me, sometimes I forget to pray for them.
Yes.
And, or I'm like, how should I pray for them, Lord? And the Holy Spirit will always give you direction if you ask. So this is just like a little reminder.
Yeah.
Pray for this way on Sunday, pray this way on Monday, pray. So if you need that guide or would like that guide and you didn't get one handed to you this morning, there's some on the table in the foyer. And just be praying for our missionaries because they always need it. Yeah.
Amen.
Thanks.